How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. The sun is out now and it is shining brightly, which means it's going to start heating up. It's going to be hot and humid today. I think today is the hottest day of the stretch. Tomorrow we'll also have the heat and humidity to deal with, and then things should hopefully take a bit of a cool down. But you got to get through today. And I'll try and help you as best I can, but I don't do so good in the heat either, so don't look to me for too much advice. However, you can look to some of the great stories we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, including where to find local cooling centers. Just to give you a bit of a heads up, any New Bedford City Library branch can be used as a cool down spot. Any YMCA South Coast branch, Swansea, Fall River, New Bedford, Wareham. You can go and sit in their welcome center between the hours of 12:30 p.m. and 5 p.m. to cool down. Those are the places you can go for free to cool down. Another place you can go for free, I mean, you shouldn't go if you're like an adult and don't have any kids, but we have a list of all the local splash pads on WBSM.com. So if you want to take the kids to go run around in the splash pad for a few hours and, you know, get them out of the house, but also keep them from getting overheated, we have a list of all of those. Now, if you're looking to spend a little money, you don't mind spending a few dollars to beat the heat, well, then you can go to our story at the top of WBSM.com where you can rent a pool. There's a list of all the pools available for rent in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Between like 50 and 100 bucks an hour, depending on, you know, what it is, where it is, and what they offer. But this is like it's like an Airbnb for pools. So instead of going and renting out the whole house just so you can swim in somebody's pool, you can just rent out the pool for a few hours. And some of them have extra things like water slides or a grill, and you can bring your own food and cook on the grill. And basically, you can have your own little pool party while these people just stay in their house. Or maybe they're not home. I know it's weird. It is weird. Somebody actually asked me the other day when I was talking about when I travel, And I do these different events. I was talking about how, like, in my contract, it now says that I get my own hotel room for the duration of my stay. That they have to provide me with a hotel room for the duration of my stay. My own hotel room, because I've had situations in the past where somebody brought me out for an event and then stayed in the same room as me, even though they only lived a mile down the road. They're like, well, I'm going to stay here with you in case you need me to drive you somewhere. It was very weird, very strange. So ever since then, I've always kind of required my own room. And this person said, well, what if somebody wanted you to stay at an Airbnb? And I said, I think I would probably do that. But I don't know how I feel about that. I haven't done it yet. I stayed last year. I went to Block Island for an event and they had me stay in the house of the person who put it on. Like while he was there, I was staying like in their extra bedroom. And that was a little weird for me. They were great people, but it just was weird for me. I think an Airbnb might be a different story if there was nobody else there. If it's one of those things where you're like in a room in the house or it's like attached to the house kind of thing, I don't know. I might get a little weirded out by it. But would I go and rent somebody's pool? I think so. I like swimming in pools. I think I could do it. Better if they're not home. If they're not home, I have no problem with it whatsoever. But if they are home and I'm, you know, concerned about them peeking out the window at me, watching what I'm doing, well, I'm just swimming in a pool. I don't care. But I was thinking about it, you know, like my mom brings all of my siblings to WaterWiz one and all the grandkids one day out of every summer. And I was like, for the amount of money that they spend for that, they could go and rent a pool for the whole day. But I guess it's not as fun as going down the water slides. As someone who, you know, is water slide averse, since I've gotten hurt every time I've gone to WaterWiz by my own fault, I don't see the draw, but I get it. I get why people want to go. But yeah, that's another option to beat the heat. You can rent a pool via this website called Swimply. And we have a list and a gallery of all the different pools in Massachusetts and Rhode Island that you can rent, including a private beach in New Bedford on a pond. So that's another way you can beat the heat. So check that out. And when the weather gets like this, and if you have a few dollars to spend, today is Tuesday, right? Isn't today like the bargain matinee price or the half price Tuesday at the movies or whatever? It's a really good day to just go and see a movie. Get yourself in some really ice cold air conditioning for a little while. Sit in the dark, be nice and cool before you go out in the day. You know what? As much as I thought that the movie was kind of, you know, okay and didn't really need to be in the theater necessarily, would have been better on streaming, go see Horizon, because you're going to get into the movies for a discount if you either go to a matinee or if you get bargain Tuesday price or whatever. And the movie is over 3 hours long. So you're going to get the maximum air conditioning for your dollar if you go to see that movie. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How are you?
Let me tell you, I said I was not going to walk today. And then I woke up and said, you know, I need some eggs. That's my go-to. I'm running out of eggs. I said, I'm going to go to the market basket. And sometimes when I'm there, I will walk around the whole perimeter of the parking lot outside 2, 3, 4 times because it's not a giant parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure I'll try to do that, and then I'll go in the store and get my eggs. So I didn't last 20 minutes. It was brutal. I mean, sweating inside my clothing. I had enough. I wasn't going to do it anyway, but I gave it a try because I'm not a quitter. But I got my eggs, came out, ran home. There's no AC in the car. You know how that is. And I made it in. Oh, first thing, bam, right into the shower. I think that one of the best things God ever created was that nice, cool water coming out. Oh, it felt so good. And now I heard your story about the kittens, and boy, that ripped me up.
Just terrible.
Did you witness that? I didn't hear the whole thing. Did you witness that?
I did not. No, a friend of mine knows the person who witnessed it, or knows somebody who knows the person. But this person, my friend, went and actually like removed one of the kittens from the roadway.
So horrible. So just, you know, find somebody to give. There had to be somebody real nasty, mean, and that was very intentional. They wanted.
Right. You had to know what you were doing and want to see what happened from it, because otherwise you could just go leave them on the doorstep of the MSPCA or something, you know?
I know. Today I'm getting ready to fry up two sausages with a little bit of leftover steak from the other day. And if I don't eat it today, I'm going to have to chuck it. And, you know, it costs money for food. What's going on with the sandwich meat? Like $9 for three little thin sliced pieces. It's like thin like paper. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to pay for that.
I don't know.
The market basket's out of control.
I got some, what did I get, roast beef? I got like a pound of roast beef last week. It was like $7 or something. Wasn't too bad.
You know, I like to know the real cause, more than just one reason. What is the real reason why everything is so high? I mean, I see the trucks. They're still delivering stuff. Nothing's going out of business that I can see. The food is coming in. Why so high? I understand a little high, but this is way, way off the charts.
Because people will keep paying it. They'll keep raising the price until people stop buying it. And then they'll say, okay, that's where we've leveled off.
Well, that's what I advise, don't buy. But then what are you going to do if you don't buy? Come on, and I need my eggs. Well, I'm getting the El Cheapo now from the basket, $2.99 for a dozen of brown, large-sized eggs. It wasn't bad. I bought four dozen of them. But I mean, okay, I don't want to waste all my 3 minutes just with the food. But yesterday, I want Shawnee to know that I heard her voice. I think she called Chris's show, not sure. Shawnee, I missed your voice. And really, you got to get over whatever it is you need to call in. I'm so used to people that call in. I don't know all their names, but like Don from Stoughton, there's two other men that call. I don't know their voices. I love to hear what they're saying. And I'm going to have to call Ramon, Mr. Las Vegas. I mean, that's what I call him now. So, yeah, I'm even getting it to listen. And yesterday, I'm sure I heard Ferris.
I think Ferris called Chris's show yesterday, yeah.
So now they're allowing him to do that. And I notice he's behaving himself. So if he flies off the handle again, I know he's going to be gone again. But I'm trying to control myself, you know.
From my understanding, it was Ferris's choice not to call anymore because he messaged me on Facebook and asked if we still had caller ID. And I said yes. And so he said, well, I'm never calling as long as you have caller ID. And I was like, every station has caller ID, man. Like, you call all these radio stations.
Yeah. Well, I heard him, and I was happy. I hope he calls more often. And Shawnee, get back on there. I like to hear Sketty. I believe that's what they call her. I don't know what her real name is. And I know there's a Cheryl out there, but I don't recognize her voice, but I remember the name Cheryl because she had bought me chocolate for Christmas, remember?
Yeah.
And a lot of other people, I just don't know their names, but I like hearing all of them. And when they're missing, I notice it when they're missing. I don't like that, so... Come on, Shawnee. This is the last time I'm going to mention her because I don't want it to get out of control and have them say, well, what's wrong with Mary and Shawnee? What's going on with that? So I'm not going to mention you anymore, Shawnee, but I hope you call in because there's nothing wrong here. Come on, get over it. Now I got to go have my sausages. I'm getting a little hungry here.
Well, you enjoy them. You have a great day and try to stay cool.
Thank you. You too.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. And yeah, anybody can call in here. You know, we like to keep things respectful. We like to keep things calm and rational. It's the morning. Nobody wants to get too fired up and worked up in the morning. Sometimes it happens, but we want to be able to have nice, normal, sane conversations to start the day, because you'll probably get into a fight with somebody at some point, some sort of argument somewhere. So save it for all of that. I'll say this too. when people are paranoid because they, we well, like in Ferris's case, he doesn't want to call in because we have caller ID. Like, what bothers you? If that bothers you that we have caller ID and you don't want to call because of it, I don't want you to call. Because what are you going to do? What are you planning on doing that you're worried about if we know who you are, being able to trace you back? And I've known Ferris for a long time. Well, at least, you know, through him calling into the shows and the one time that we met at the Century House. And I know that a lot of what he does on the radio is shtick, even if people don't want to believe it. And does he go too far? Yeah, but will we just hang up on him? We're never going to, like, write down his phone number and, you know, I don't know what he thinks we're going to do, harass him? Give his phone number out on the air to people to harass him? It's not what we do. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm good. You ever try that pizza, that Cape Cod pizza? Cape Cod pizza, the frozen one?
Yeah.
That's really good. They're kind of small, but they're wicked pricey, like almost $10 on one.
Well, what you can do, well, first of all, they put them on sale all the time. Like Market Basket will have sales where they're like 2 for $12 or something.
Yeah.
But what I like to do with those is I put them on the grill outside, and then it takes about four or five minutes to cook the whole pizza.
Oh, yeah, because it's so thin. But they're really tasty. To look at them, you wouldn't think so. But they're pretty good. I know we've got the we get the mushroom, and we get the plain. And what other kinds do they have, you know?
I want to say I've seen a pepper and onion.
Those are
all made. So at the original Cape Cod Cafe in Brockton, across the street, they have the little, like, you know, the little industrial kitchen where they make all those and ship them out.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. It tastes almost like that Rico's pizza. You tried that yet?
I still haven't yet. No, but it's South Shore Bar pizza. That's the kind of pizza that they serve.
Yep. That was good. So how's your concerts all going? Good?
Yeah, it was really nice on Saturday night. The weather turned out to be, you know, just perfect. It kind of cooled down a little bit. It wasn't too sticky.
Very good. And then I heard that other place on the corner near the mall there that's going to be a pizza place. Jimmy's Pizza's part owner.
Yep. At the what was the roast beef place and was Duncan at one point? Or
Yeah,
was it? Yeah, that was Duncan.
Yeah, and someone's going to, it's going to be one of Jimmy's Pizza's relatives or something like that bought it. So they're really good. You ever been to that one, Jimmy's Pizza in Dartmouth? At the mall. I mean, across from the mall. No.
I don't know.
Next to the big men's store there in the small men's.
I don't know if I have. If I did, I would have had it at the Standard Times, and I don't remember.
That's way out of the way.
No, but we used to get like for election nights and everything, like we'd get a bunch of food from different places and have like a little buffet for everybody that had to work all night.
Oh, that's good. That was good. Well, you have a great day.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Those were always the fun nights because, you know, you'd go in to work the sports desk and it was kind of like potluck. People would just bring in something from wherever they were coming from. Sue Seaman always had cookies or other baked goods. We didn't have to worry about dinner on election night because you knew there was going to be food. Sometimes it might just be Domino's pizza, but there was something. 508-996-0500. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. And we will be taking more of your calls coming up at 508-996-0500, as well as your app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Easy ways to get a hold of us. And coming up in the next hour, we'll be joined by Scott Pemberton to preview 50s Night happening in downtown New Bedford on Thursday, this coming Thursday. And, of course, we will have our big broadcast from 3 to midnight right here on WBSM of all 50s music. So we'll talk more about that coming up as well. Right now, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Congress preparing for a major investigation into the attempt on Trump's life. Cleanup in Chicago after several overnight tornadoes. And a new flavor for a classic canned food.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Congress is gearing up for a multi-committee investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. Mark Mayfield with the story.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer announced on Monday that Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will appear in a public hearing Monday, July the 22nd, as the agency is facing intense scrutiny following the shooting. Members will also be briefed by the Secret Service. Investigations are underway in the Democratic-controlled Senate as well. Cheadle called Saturday's shooting unacceptable and said it's her responsibility as head of the agency to investigate what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is going to be Trump's running mate after getting the vice president nomination. Caroline Malone with more.
Vance served in the U.S. Marine Corps, ran a successful business, and has even written a memoir, Hillbilly Elegy. The Trump campaign said he is a champion for the renewal of American manufacturing and has worked to defend and revive domestic automotive production.
The delegation formally nominated him yesterday on the opening day of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. A jubilant Vance pumped his fists in the air when it became official. The Ohio senator is relatively new to politics, but known as a strong MAGA supporter. He's due to address the Republican National Convention later this week. Trump appeared at the convention last night with a bandage over his ear, and he'll also speak later this week. Day two of the convention will focus on immigration and crime. The theme in Milwaukee today will be Make America Safe Again, with speakers on deck to talk about supporting law enforcement and securing the southern border. Former U.N. ambassador turned one-time Trump challenger Nikki Haley scheduled to speak on the importance of party unity. President Biden was pushed on how he can, quote, turn down the heat in political discourse and pivoted to Donald Trump. In an interview yesterday with NBC News, Lester Holt asked Biden several times how he could contribute to toning down the rhetoric.
Continue to talk about the things that matter to the American public. It matters whether or not you accept the outcome of elections. It matters whether or not you, for example, talk about how you're going to deal with the border instead of talking about people as being vermin.
Biden said he's not engaged in that language and went on to list the times he thinks Trump did. Biden brought up the Capitol riot several times when answering unrelated questions. Cleanup crews will be busy this morning after multiple tornadoes and severe storms swept through the Chicago area. The National Weather Service reported several tornadoes touched down last night, including in the far western suburbs of Chicago. Tornadoes reported at both O'Hare and Midway airports. Representative Nancy Pelosi and others were on hand to commemorate the completion of the Golden Gate Bridge suicide deterrent system on Monday.
This is an iconic bridge in the world. It is a source of pride to us, but it has been a source of pain to families, and we want that to stop. It must stop, and it will stop.
Known as the Net, it was completed early this year and has already proven to be effective in reducing suicides and deterring people from harming themselves. It serves as a symbol of hope and care while offering people a second chance. According to the Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District, even with the Net under construction in 2023, the number of confirmed suicides decreased by more than half. If you or someone you love is in need of help, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline can be reached 24 hours a day at 988. People are saying their final goodbyes to the Mirage Las Vegas, which closes on Wednesday. The hotel and casino will be replaced by a new Hard Rock Hotel with a guitar-shaped hotel tower. The Mirage must first give away $1.6 million in cash prizes before it closes. And Spam is unveiling a brand new flavor. The Minnesota-based Hormel Foods says the new offering is called Korean Barbecue. They describe it as sweet yet spicy. The new flavor becomes the 12th permanent variety of Spam, which is manufactured in Texas. The latest flavor available online and at Walmart.
WBSM Sports.
MLB All-Star Game is tonight at 8, and the Red Sox back to it after the break on Friday with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
This one might not come as a shock, but once again, we are going to be very hot and very humid. Heat advisories linger as air temperatures get into the low 90s today, and it's going to feel like the triple digits by the afternoon. Make sure you're spending plenty of time indoors in the AC. Later tonight, we could see a stray shower, even a rumble of thunder, not totally out of the question, so keep your head on a swivel if you're heading out late. Low temperatures in the low 70s, and tomorrow, we do it all again. A couple clouds, a couple late storms and a lot of heat in between. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And, of course, we always keep you up to date as much as we can with all the latest store openings, store announcements, stores coming in. We got a lot of stores that are coming in to the area soon. We have the Harbor Freight Tools that's going to be opening behind us here next to Ocean State Job Lot here in Fairhaven. We have Burlington, which is coming this fall to Fairhaven. We have, trying to think of what else. Well, but anyway, one of the big announcements of the recent months was that Ollie's is coming to New Bedford. And actually, Restaurant Depot is going to be opening up right next to it in the former Shaw's in the Fieldstone Marketplace on Kings Highway. And Ollie's is scheduled to open on July 31st. They have the signage up now, and the sign says they have gone with the Ollie's at Building 19 motif for this store. Now, some of the stores don't utilize that. Some of those are just, you know, Ollie's discount store or whatever. But some of the ones that went into former Building 19 locations became Ollie's at Building 19. This one, of course, is not at a former Building 19 location. It is in the former Shaw's, but they're utilizing that name in New Bedford, apparently. And once again, that has led to the rumors out there that Ollie's and Building 19 are the same company. And we debunked this a few months ago. But apparently, people are still, you know, not everybody's read the article yet, I guess. People still think that Ollie's is somehow the second coming of Building 19, that it's Building 19 resurrected, that they just changed the name of the company to Ollie's. I've seen different theories as to why that is. Some people have said, oh, they changed the name to get away from the negative connotation people had with Building 19 just being cheap stuff and dirty stores. Not true. Other people have said, well, it's Ollie's at Building 19 because it was started by one of the former owners of Building 19. Not true. There's really no direct connection between the two except for the fact that Ollie's was started by somebody who was a friend of Jerry Ellis and an admirer of Jerry Ellis and what he did with Building 19. And in fact, Ollie's doesn't really have an owner. It's a publicly traded company. And Jerry Ellis had nothing to do with Ollie's, nor did the Ellis family. It's all about the friendship between Mort Bernstein, or Bernstein, Mort Bernstein, and Jerry Ellis. They were personal friends, and Mort had a great admiration for Jerry and Building 19. And by the way, this information that I'm giving you, I got directly from the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Advertising for Ollie's. His name is Tom Kuypers. So he said it's really just about that friendship. Ollie's launched in 1982 after Building 19 was already hugely successful in New England. And under the motto of good stuff cheap. So Mort Bernstein reached out to Jerry and said, hey, we're starting our own discount chain. What advice do you have for us? And Kuyper said that Jerry Ellis was instrumental in helping Ollie's figure out how to move the business forward. And the reason why the advertising looks so similar, the circulars look so similar, the caricature of Ollie is very similar to the caricature of Jerry Ellis in terms of the artistic style. Well, because they went with the same artist. They had Building 19 actually do the advertising for Ollie's. They paid Building 19 to do the advertising for Ollie's. Now, in 2013, Building 19 filed for bankruptcy, shuttered its stores across New England, including here in New Bedford. And as it was going out of business, Ollie's went in and purchased all the Building 19 intellectual property and the brand itself. So Ollie's owns the Building 19 name now. Ollie's owns the Building 19 slogan of good stuff cheap. It was a friend of Jerry Ellis who started the company, and then the company kind of followed the model of Building 19, and then later when Building 19 went out of business, bought it up. The brand. The business itself had already gone, you know, was already in the process of going out of business. They bought all of the intellectual property. You know, it's like when WCW sold to WWE. They didn't keep running WCW when it was just owned by WWE. They folded and WWE owned everything WCW related. They own the name. They own the video library. They own the, and that's what basically happened here. So Ollie's came in and bought all of the branding and slogans of Building 19 and then started utilizing it in places where Building 19 was popular. Usually in places where they were actually in the same building that Building 19 had been in. In New Bedford, they're not, but I think they're seeing this as a market where people loved Building 19. And I know a lot of you are going to say, oh, that store was terrible. Oh, I hated it. If it was back, you would go there. You miss it, you'd go there. You'd get the free cup of coffee and walk around the store. You might not buy anything, but at least you'd kill some time walking around the store. And so Ollie's is banking on New Bedford's love for Building 19 by bringing that branding into the name of the store here. So again, it's not owned by the owners of Building 19. It's not founded by Building 19. It's not, what was the one of the other stories I saw? It was Jerry Ellis's brother broke off from him and went and started this. Another one was his kids started this. None of it's true. It was his friend who sought his advice and said, we're going to kind of copy a lot of what you do. And Jerry Ellis, being who he was, didn't have an issue with that. He was confident and secure enough in the brand that he had built to say, well, I'll help you. You can use my same gimmick, my same advertising, sure. So it's, none of the stories that you're reading are correct except for this one, and it's only, I'm only saying that we're right because I actually reached out to the company and got the information. So next time, you can go find the story at WBSM.com. It's going to be on our Facebook page a little bit later on today. And then every time you see somebody comment about how, oh, well, it's owned by the former owners of Building 19, just go in there and drop the link to that story. See if we can debunk this rumor. Not that it matters in the grand scheme of things, but let's give Ollie's credit for being, you know, a chain unto itself. Successful unto itself. They have locations all over the country. And now they'll be coming to New Bedford on July 31st. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Are you going to shop there? I know a lot of folks called in when we announced it was coming. A lot of folks called in and said that they go to Ollie's and other locations. So I'm sure they're looking forward to it. But if you've never been to an Ollie's, are you going to give it a try? Let us know on our Facebook page under the story or send me an app chat message on the WBSM app. Of course, you can also leave an open line voicemail message on the WBSM app. And of course, you can call in 508-996-0500. Right now, though, I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. So I'm happy to see, you know, places are not going to be left closed and abandoned, empty buildings. I just find, you know, for years now, every time something opens, it's a Dollar General, Dollar Tree, Dollar, what's the other one, Family Dollar. Like, you can throw a rock in any direction and hit one. I'm like, I just don't. And then a lot of the decent stores that are, you know, are closing. So I'm thinking we're just transitioning to that. I mean, I've never, ever been in any Aldi's. So I'm not, you know, saying that I won't at some point check it out. I just can't imagine I'd like rifling through a bunch of what I'm thinking might be trash, really. I don't know. I never used to really enjoy Building 19. And I would go in time to time because people would act like they got all kinds of bargains there. And every time I was like, I don't think this is for me. Just not worth the smell and the hassle, really. Well, I mean, I'm not a shopper.
I'll be fair about it, too. Like, not every Building 19 was the same as the New Bedford Building 19.
But, I mean, the only one I personally ever went into was the New Bedford one. Mm-hmm. But I just quite, I don't know.
I would just say that wasn't as indicative of the entire chain.
Yeah, I guess not. But I just was, I just thought, I don't understand the appeal. This isn't, I'm not a shopper in general. I will literally just try to get what I need and get the heck out. I'm not mm-hmm. one of these people who, hey, let's go shopping today. It's not the thing that, you know, gets me motivated. I am very not, you know, materialistic, and I don't like extra junk. It's like just random stuff. But, I mean, I do like to find some interesting item at maybe, you know, certain thrift shops or yard sale. Like, I can be excited about finding something, but I'm not necessarily going to go out of my way to look for. Yeah, I can't think I'd be supporting that store all that much, but I am definitely going to check it out.
Right. Well, and it sounds like you're somebody who knows what it is that you want to get, and you know where to go to get what it is that you need. Whereas, you know,
I'm not very needy, and I don't want much. So there you have that.
Right. But, you know, whatever your supplies are, you know, your hygiene products, your food, things like that, you know where you go to get what it is that you like to use. I think, you know, these stores are kind of designed for people who are, you know, looking to save some money. So they go into the store and they kind of wander around and see what they have and say, oh, I can get this here instead of where I normally get it and save a few bucks. I think that's kind of the approach to, you know, some of these discount stores.
And maybe, but I always find with the people that are running around thinking they're saving money, I'm thinking, I saved 100% because I never stepped in the place. Like,
yeah,
I always find you end up buying a bunch of random stuff. That did you really need this? Whereas if I just got whatever I needed at a place where I may spend a little bit more. I just now saved a whole basket full of, yeah, I'm not like I'm not that person, but I'm glad to say that some stores are not going to be continually left abandoned. So that's the plus side of it. I'm happy to see businesses starting
you know, somewhere, whatever.
Absolutely.
They are.
Yeah. Still tax revenue coming in and still, you know, jobs for people and all that. So, all right. Yep. Well, thank you for the call. You have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
And I do got to take one final break here for this hour. We'll be back in a few moments. And of course, that is Buddy Holly.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.